President Trump and a sea of supporters flooded into the Garden State last night for a rollicking rally at the Jersey Shore. For WHYY, Matt Katz reports.
The rally was part of the deal struck when South Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew switched parties last month.
You have my undying support.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And always.
And by the way, the same way.
The former Democrat wanted a visit from the president to boost his reelection chances as a Republican. In a cavernous convention center in the shore resort town of Wildwood, Trump delivered.
He is a tireless champion for the state of New Jersey.
Trump praised Van Drew, who was facing sinking poll numbers as a Democrat, as courageous. The crowd fell in line and cheered a brief speech from the man who had denounced the president just a few weeks earlier.
How about having the president right here in South Jersey?
Trump took credit for the state's lowest ever unemployment rate, and he slammed New Jersey's sanctuary state immigration policy.
You have criminals that on this street that should be taken the hell out of our country and brought back to where they came from.
Supporters reveled in the communal spectacle of it all, as the Wildwood boardwalk, notwithstanding a few hundred protesters, filled with Trump impersonators and profane Trump T-shirts. Matt Rooney, a prominent conservative blogger, said Trump is turning South Jersey red by bringing over Democrats like Van Drew.
Jeff Van Drew's not a dumb guy. You can question his motives all you want, but at the end of the day, he decided to align himself with President Trump's party for a reason. He sees which way the wind is blowing.
Despite boos aimed at the media pen, there was a sense of happiness to the crowd. Rob Dowse was decked out as Uncle Sam.
Why are you so happy?
Because I'm going to see the President of the United States today. It don't get no better than that.
The crowd was almost entirely white. I did find Rosa Rodriguez, a Cuban-American wearing a Hispanics for Trump T-shirt, and I asked why many people of color think Trump is racist.
So when you can't come up with something that you don't agree with, just say you're racist.
Momentum subsided as Trump's speech started to hit familiar notes. The impeachment hoax, the elimination of ISIS, and dozens of attendees began filing out early, some stopping to snap one last picture of the president before they headed out the door. For WHYY, I'm Matt Katz.